Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the Healdsburg Center for the Arts hosting Art of Wine with a Vintage Palette on June 8th at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts, and my guest, Executive Director Andrew Okufo. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Tell us about Art of Wine with a Vintage Palette.
Yes, so Art of Wine with a Vintage Palette. Now, this is going to be the second year that we've presented an art exhibition centered around the wine culture of Healdsburg and Sonoma County. But this year, we were wanting to make it more than just an art exhibition, but turn it more into an event. As everybody knows, Healdsburg and Sonoma County is wine country, and everybody likes to come up here to get their dose of that. So what we're wanting to do is to celebrate the culture of it through art, but we're also going to have our festivities where people will be able to come and enjoy some wine tasting and different things. So Art of Wine with the Vintage Palette will be a six-week exhibition that we're going to be hosting inside the Healdsburg Center for the Arts from June the 8th, which is a Saturday, through July the 14th. So 6 weeks, like I mentioned. The opening reception will be on June the 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a free exhibition. Folks can come in and then look at the artwork for as long as they would like to. But we're also going to have participating wineries, which will be setting up wine booths. So people will be able to enjoy some wine tasting while they're enjoying the beautiful art. We have about 24 different artists who are going to be represented in this exhibition, which we're extremely excited about. We've been working with the Chamber as well as a lot of the local wine tour companies and the wineries themselves in promoting and getting the word out there. We want this to be an event which people put on their calendar and they mark that as we're going to be here on that day. We're going to get our tour bus and we're going to center that around Art of Wine with the Vintage Palette. So I wanted to briefly mention some of the wineries which will be in the building partnering with us. Ferrari Carano as well as Cartograph, Kendall Jackson, Francis Ford Coppola, Zio Wines, Comstock, Hudson Street, and Pedroncelli. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But those are six wineries which have just hopped on our bandwagon and want to pour wine and then help serve the folks and celebrate the wine country culture of Healdsburg. So we're encouraging folks to come and check out that exhibition if they're not going to be able to make it on the opening, and you do want to make it on the opening. But the exhibit will be up for 6 weeks. It'll be on display up until July the 14th. So a good number of time during the summertime. But, you know, come in your sundresses. We're hoping that the weather will be perfect. You know, you can dress as fancy as you'd like. Just make an evening of it. I don't know too many occasions where you get this many wineries centered in one spot so you can enjoy your wine tasting. And it's pretty cheap, I have to mention that. $5 gets you a refillable glass and your tickets, and then you can drink as much wine as you would like and enjoy the art at the same time.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, I love the idea of making this kind of the centerpiece of a day of wineries and fun in Healdsburg, because like you said, that's what people come up to do. Might as well see some great artwork. Can you tell us any about about the art itself that people will see? A lot of different artists, probably a lot of different takes on the art of wine.
Oh, yeah. So we've got a variety of mediums which are represented, everything from your ceramic pieces to photographs. And it's not just your traditional vineyards like people might think. Like, you're going to see photographs of wine kegs and corks. And it's just amazing the twist which people put on it. There's some abstract work and just blended in photography. Like, you can tell that they worked in Photoshop putting it together. I don't really know the best way to describe it except for people to just come in and check it out themselves. But it's not what you traditionally think of. But for the folks who are, you know, big buffs as far as wanting to see the vineyards and the wineries, we do also have those available. So, of course, a lot of artists within Sonoma County paint along those lines for, you know, commercial reasons. But at the same time, though, we always have those folks who give you a new way of looking at things. So we have a good representation of everything. All the artwork will be for sale. So if folks see a piece that they presume would be a nice piece to hang in their house, or maybe they work with the winery and would like to put that up over there, then this is the perfect opportunity to come and get those pieces.
Excellent. Art of Wine with a Vintage Palette, June 8th, 5 p.m., Bring $5 and have all the wine you want.
That's right.
And enjoy some great art. Andrew, thanks for coming in. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.